Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply. City Sport. The Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
Welcome to Anfield. Kenny Dalglish will be determined to turn around Liverpool's recent FA Cup history, which isn't too much to be proud of. Exiting the competition in the third round in each of the last two seasons, and just one win in the last seven games in the Cup. There's definite improvements to be made. Kenny's return to the Anfield hot seat saw a rapid rush home off of Cruz to take charge at Old Trafford last January in round three. The cup run ended there. Tonight, it's another Greater Manchester team. This one from the third flight of English football. It's Oldham. It's impossible to accuse the cup of lacking romance when you see the extent that Oldham fans went to be here. 6,200 is the away allocation, and many queued in the freezing cold outside Boundary Park at 4 in the morning last Thursday to be sure of their place in the Anfield Road End. And such is the charm of this cup competition, and perhaps the charm of Oldham, that their manager Paul Dickoff was out there early doors serving the fans hot cups of tea as they queued for their tickets. Liverpool tonight make many changes from the 3-0 defeat to Manchester City. There's no Andy Carroll in the starting 11, but Steven Gerrard gets his first full start since the game against Norwich back at the end of October. That 1-1 draw on October the 22nd was the last time Gerrard started in a Liverpool side. The full 11, Pepe Reina in goal. Perhaps he's got a few nightmares to banish after the first one he conceded at the Etihad Stadium. Martin Kelly at right back and Jamie Carragher at centre back. We know they can be trusted. Sebastian Coates, he's at centre-back alongside Carragher, and this is his first Anfield appearances. Four previous appearances all away from home. Fabio Aurelio returns at left-back for his first involvement in the Liverpool team this season. Jonjo Shelvey, Steven Gerrard, Jay Spearing and Maxi in the midfield, and Craig Bellamy and Dirk Kuyt up front. We're now going to pay tribute to Gary Ablett.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will have heard the devastating news this week that our former player and reserve team coach Gary Ablett passed away on Sunday. Gary made 147 appearances for Liverpool between 1985 and 1992. He won two league titles and an FA Cup in that time, later returning to the club in 2006 as reserve team coach. Then he led the team to an unprecedented treble of trophies in 2008. The thoughts of everybody at Liverpool Football Club and with Gary's family who are here with us this evening. Please, ladies and gentlemen, on the referee's signal, we would like you all to join us in a minute of applause to show our collective appreciation for his service to this football club.
A sweet moment, almost jubilation at the part he played here at Anfield. Not only in the two league titles and the FA Cup win, but also his management of the reserve side. Gary Ablett soundly applauded, and his family sit on the front row of the director's box. And I said to Aldo a moment or two ago, if you see his eldest son, just an incredible spitting image of Ablett himself and his family here to watch this FA Cup third round tie. Liverpool against Oldham. Oldham in all black. Black top, black shorts, black socks against the Liverpool red. And Liverpool won the toss and shoot to the Anfield Road end. And believe me, 6,500 Oldham fans down there. It sort of makes the away team feel a little bit special tonight. The opening 10 minutes will be important just to gauge how either side settles in. John Aldridge.
Yeah, first of all, great accolade for Gary. You know, from both sets of fans, absolutely fantastic. Yeah, I think Liverpool's got to start off with a good tempo, Steve. You know, test all them out with the quality that we've got in playing straight away. Bellamy following everything into the goalkeeper. Bit of wind about, Steve. The ball's swerving a little bit. So
that was Fabio Aurelio's return to football, and a very high boot. Well, almost prodded the nose off one of the Oldham players, and Chris Taylor walking away down the right-hand side with a grimace across his face. He wasn't happy with that.
Yeah, I think Aurelio can call that a rustiness, you know. He's not that type of player, is he?
I don't think so.
He just caught him. First free kick of the game, halfway line. You can feel that wind swirling around the stadium.
Well, and even more so, you can see it by the blue balloons which are floating onto the pitch. Oldham with a free kick to the edge of the Liverpool box. Header on, early chance for the away team. And somehow it's pushed out towards the corner flag where Carra will chase over on that far side. First corner of the game is Oldham's. Cop end.
Yeah, well, it was one of those where the free kick's been lofted into the box. It was hard to deal with. To be fair, the man was unmarked and he'd snapped. The snapshot, it could have been very embarrassing straight on from Liverpool, but yeah, the wind's playing a little prominent part early on.
Pre-match. Bellamy halfway line. Bellamy turns onto the left boot, tries to play in behind the defence. Maxi Street in there, great, and that's a good bit of defending by Tom Adeyemi. Away by Oldham to the halfway line.
Fantastic.
Stephen Gerrard back to Kelly.
Yeah, it's a great ball by Bellamy. And Maxi, to be fair, was furthest up front and nearly got onto it.
And a throw in. It's won by Oldham, left side of the Liverpool box.
Yeah, just trying to be a bit too clever there. John Joe Shelby tried the back heeler. It looks like we're going to have a long throw here. No, it's not.
Taking it short. Back from Scapuzzi, on loan from Manchester City. Cross in towards Reiner. He just punches over the top of Kucci. Shefki Kucci, more than familiar with the Anfield surroundings. Played here several times before. Decided to take the drop down to Oldham Athletic last season, and certainly reaping rewards for Paul Dickoff. He's been scoring goals as Kucci, 13 goals this season, left Blackburn last season, and he's now playing League One football.
Ball by Cal.
Over to Kelly, right-hand side, 10 yards into the Oldham half. He's tipped it forward for Bellamy. Bellamy takes it round the side of the full-back, crosses it for Couch. He's bluntly headed that over the top of the crossbar. Not like it came to him too quickly. Well, in Couch's head anyway, but the cross looked perfect for him to put away. He couldn't quite find the target.
It's a great ball by Bellamy. He was under a little bit of pressure. I don't know if that came off the defender.
Yeah, Mavoto. No, I think... Are you sure?
Yeah,
Kaut dives in. Mavoto is the defender next to him.
Yeah, Kaut got a head on it. I don't know if it's going goalwards, but it's good. Do you know what, Steve? That's a real good opportunity. That was a magnificent ball in by Craig Bellamy. You see him do it time and time again with the quality he puts in from either side. That time, side is on the right side where he's playing tonight, up front. Shelby is in behind Kaut. Bellamy's playing on the right wing.
It's Reiner from his six-yard box, right-footed, size through it. Up goes Kaut, gets a deflected header off Xander Diamond, and out of play, left side of the Oldham box for a Liverpool throw. Picked up by Maxi. Many of those blue balloons that were brought by the Oldham fans have now been burst by the players out there. There's still a bit of wind going as Aurelio throws in. Bellamy touches down on the edge of the box, cleared by Oldham. Carra's going backwards with Quates. Quates has lost it to Kucci. Kucci bearing in on goal. He's gone through Carragher. Kucci! He's hit the side netting. Goodness me. He beat Quates and then took on Carragher. And you thought if anyone was going to stop him there, it would be Carragher. Somehow, he then penetrates past Carragher. And I have to say, his shot let him down in the end. It hit the side netting. He probably should have gone across the face of goal, and Liverpool would have been losing.
It's a horrendous defending. really is horrendous defending from us. We got away with that one. Should have done it better, Shefty Coochie there. That would have been more for the good. Quartez should have done an awful lot better than Jamie. You know, normally he's a bit rusty, to be fair, to Jamie. He normally clears them for fun, doesn't he? And he went past Jamie and then rocked it into the side net when I thought he was going to score.
I just wonder how hard it is when you haven't been playing first-team football,
yeah,
John. Jamie's not been involved in the last
Absolutely.
10 Premier League starts. He played a little bit at Villa. All of a sudden, you throw him back into a full 90. And yeah. At Jamie's perhaps age, I'm not certainly not a pensioner, is he?
Games.
But it's a bit harder to get going.
Jamie needs games. You know, he's the type of player that has to play for me. You know, even if he plays for the reserves, which he don't seem to do now, just keep match fitness.
Here's Gerrard, 35 yards out, rolls it into Bellamy. Bellamy turns, left footed, crashes one over the top of the crossbar.
Better.
The Oldham keeper raises one arm to signal there was no concern for him, but the pass was direct from Gerrard, and Oldham Bellamy's swivel and attempt at goal just slightly too high.
Our best play, you know, Steve Gerrard seeing Bellamy, good movement. He worked it well to get the shot in, but he couldn't get over the ball, and unfortunately he was always rising over the bar.
Adeyemi's cross into the body of Spearing breaks onto the right for Robbie Simpson, and another Oldham throw right hand side. You see, the worst thing Liverpool can do in this game is allow Oldham to get comfortable. We've seen too many of those games in the past couple of years. A throw now into the feet of Chris Taylor.
Well, the early signs aren't good, you'd have to say, are they? You know, and it's much of what he expected. Not to lose Oldham. The wind's helping them, but we're helping them as well, to be quite honest, at the moment.
He's gone out for a corner on the right-hand side,
yeah,
for Oldham.
This is where they're going to be dangerous. They've got good height. There's three, four big players there to aim from, and we know of late our marking from corners hasn't been the best.
Well, in League One, this is where these physical plays can work, and that header's just across the crossbar.
Easy.
Goodness me, all on his own, Adeyemi. The corner from the right from Robbie Simpson, and Adeyemi flew in somewhere near the penalty spot, and where was the marker?
Max is supposed to be marking him. He's a free header. It's a free header, he's 7 yards out, and I thought for a moment I was going right in the top corner, and it's just gone over the bar. It was a super effort from him. Real good corner, and it's terrible marking again.
Two best chances of the game, Oldham's way now.
Big time,
Coochie and Adeyemi.
You remember the corner the other night? It was a mismatch when Torre was sitting afterwards. I didn't realise it was Glenn Johnson marking Torre. And that's a mismatch. That can't happen. You know, the size of Torre, and that one wasn't a mismatch because no one was marking him.
There's a Liverpool break forward down the right. It's with Martin Kelly. Can he score his second Liverpool goal? Onto his left foot, takes the shot, hits the defender.
Picked wrong option, Steve.
Certainly did. Went for glory himself. Scored at Chelsea, of course. And back come Oldham to the halfway line. Moved infield to Robbie Simpson.
It's better, though. It's better. It's a good break from Kelly, but he chose the wrong option. He went alone when he had Gerrard or Bellamy at hand.
Adeyemi to Taylor. Taylor on the right wing. Takes on Aurelio. Flashes past him. Rolls it into the box. The return ball from Adeyemi. Oh, and Taylor misses his shot. Great football from Oldham.
Aurelio
right down the right side. Aurelio skinned. And Adeyemi and Taylor left to run riot in the Liverpool box.
I tell you what, Aurelio shouldn't be on the field. I tell you, he was miles off the pace. Absolute miles off the pace. He was left for dead there.
Aurelio plays it infield to Gerrard. First time touch for Bellamy. He flicks it to the left wing, and Maxi's going to have to duck back inside Chris Taylor. And then Taylor fouls Maxi, and a Liverpool free kick on the left wing.
He paid for it, but there was a connection from the Oldham winger on Maxi. It was a free kick for Liverpool. First real decent opportunity. They've had two corners to our north at the moment. This is a free kick. Levelled the 18-yard box near the byline towards us into the Anfield Road end. So Bellamy's on it, who normally gives good quality in these sort of areas. With the wind, it could be difficult if he whips it in with the velocity that we know he can.
Alex Chizak, the Oldham keeper, stays on his line. Bellamy, hands on hips. Weighs up the prospect.
You've got Quartez up there as well, and Kelly. You've got a bit of height caught up there.
One of those very effective crosses of his. The referee, Neil Swarbrick, moves away. And here's Bellamy. Liverpool haven't had a shot on goal as yet. That one's in the right area! And Couch stooping backwards, heads it over the top of the crossbar. Well, I don't think you could have put a better ball in the Oldham box than that which Bellamy has just delivered. But somehow, Cout not managing to get that on target. Perfect area, wasn't it, John? Right on the edge of the 6-yard box.
He got it too soon. His run was not timed well, Cout, and he had to twist his head. He needed them when it came to him. It was a flicker, and he's got far too much on it, and it's gone wide. But it's a great ball in. If he times his run better, then it was a much better opportunity for him.
Furman, forward ball, the path of Robbie Simpson! Oh. It's Oldham first! They're the ones who've beaten Pepe Reina, and Robbie Simpson's strike will go down in history as a magnificent one at the Kop End at Anfield. 6,500 Oldham fans go absolutely nuts at the Anfield Road End. Liverpool 0, Oldham 1, and it was coming, it really was in this game. Liverpool, up your game.
Respect to Oldham, been the better team, what they deserve. It's a fantastic, fantastic strike from Simpson, it really is. He's teed up to himself, no one's got nowhere near him. I talked before about Aurelio letting him turn, it's gone into him, no one's anywhere near him. He's flicked it up and he smashed it, no one at all pressurising him, and it's what you deserve, you know, what we deserve, Steve.
Oldham. Aurelio crosses in, it'll be dealt with at the far side of the Oldham box. But if Liverpool don't sort themselves out, don't expect this score to change.
Yeah.
1-0 to Oldham, crossing by Gerrard. Early response, maybe? No, headed out by Adeyemi. And picking it up is Aurelio. Someone's let off some fireworks down in that Oldham end. You can smell the stink from here. And this game smells at the moment as well, if you're a Liverpool fan.
Well, we said there could be a long night.
Here's Shelby going for the near post! Has he scored an equaliser?
He has.
Quick look at the linesman. Shelby with a deflection. And that's gone right past Alex Jizak. A little bit of luck.
Bellamy.
Puts Liverpool back on.
I think it's Bellamy.
Level terms.
Yeah. What is
Shelby
saying?
Celebrates with Bellamy. And Bellamy, I think, will be the one to claim the goal.
Shelby's took the shot. You know, we've cut them unawares. And then it's come off Craig Bellamy into the net. It's Bellamy's goal. Yeah, I thought it was Shelby's goal at first, but it was a deflection. He's seen that straight away. And it's a huge deflection. Craig Bellamy's goal, 1-0. And
did
that's
Bellamy
what he
mean
said.
That?
Yeah.
Well, if he meant that, fair play to him, because Shelby hit a cracking shot, but I think the keeper might have stopped it. Bellamy completely wrong foots him.
Well, what 1-1. Happens in football, you know, you're always at your most vulnerable when you've just scored a goal. It's, you know, it's been there since days off. And it's proved his point again today. You know, fair play to Bellamy. He's done the same again last week against Newcastle. We scored shortly after. And it's a goal that we needed desperately. I think they're saying it might have been handball, you know.
Perfect time for
it's all gone off down there.
Taylor, ball into the box. Back here, back to Taylor. Another Oldham chance. Defending done by Carragher. Fourth clear Oldham chance in the game. Or fifth, I should say. One of them they've scored. Eventual spearing clearance goes out for a throw-in. Sorry, what were you saying? It's all going off, is it?
I think something Paul Dickoff's gone mad, so I think they're saying it could have been handball off Craig Bellamy. It looked like it's his midriff. We couldn't see him back to us, but he's got his arms together, and it may just have come off his arm. I don't know. But I tell you what, up at Liverpool end again, how easy was that?
Yeah.
How easy was that?
Could have been a second, couldn't it, for Oldham? And actually, look at them come forward now. Adeyemi striding with the ball, hits it himself. Had better options, thankfully. He just crashed one well wide of Pepe Reina's goal. 32 minutes played here. It's certainly going to be an absorbing night, especially with the start that Oldham made to the game. Liverpool back into it at 1-1, maybe with a deflection, maybe with a hand, you never know. Paul Dickoff complaining, but here's Gerrard, rolls it down the line for Bellamy. Bellamy across the count, misses his chance, Maxi! Oh, what a save by the keeper! Oh. Out, and a missed kick by a Liverpool player in the box. It was Shelby.
He
fell over himself.
He fell over when the goal seemed to be at his mercy.
Fell over his own knees, if that's possible.
I think he's seen the net bulging and he panicked and he fell over and he was just about to smash it in. Good save from the keeper off Maxi. I thought Maxi should have scored, though. We see a great ball by Bellamy. Maxi follows in, he gets under control. It's too straight.
Oh, that's good.
Maxi peels away from his man, sends it forward for Bellamy, who tries to chip it on the volley. Stuck the lead out. just couldn't connect at all. He could. It bounces into the hands of Alex Chizak.
Lovely, lovely vision. Great chip into the 9-iron, as we say, Steve, into Bellamy's
run into
the
box. It was a 9-iron, wasn't it?
Just needed to get a foot on that because the goalie was stranded and he just couldn't get it.
Throw in for Oldham, left back. Scapuzzi tries to help it on. Falls back through Veselovsky, and now they get it to the halfway line. Stepping in there is Carragher. That's dealt with by the head of Mavoto, a big central defender. And then Oldham through Veselovsky, knock it back to their keeper. A chase is through Maxi. Oh, keeper hits it against Maxi. Maxi deflects into his own area. The header goalwards, then caught by Alex Chizak. Well, it looked dangerous because Maxi shut down the angle. Chizak thought he had an easy clearance, and it almost awkwardly bounced into a Liverpool path.
Well, it hit Rodriguez's backside, and then it's bounced. It didn't come down because of the wind for Bellamy to put into an empty net, and it gave the goalkeeper time to get back and get the header off Craig Bellamy. Good closing down from Maxi.
Kick out by the Oldham keeper to the edge of the Liverpool box. Simpson chest down. There's Spearing. Right-footed, gets it away. Steven Gerrard gets the march through Veselovsky in the centre, takes on Mavoto. He's got help on the right. He passes it for Jonjoe Shelvey. Edge of the Oldham box now. Gerrard tries to cross in over the top.
Penalty.
Counts there.
Yeah, penalty.
Keeper's. Actually, Maxi's gone down on the edge of the six-yard box, and the referee witnessing that gives Liverpool a penalty late on at the end of this first half. 43 minutes on the clock.
I just said he hasn't given us much. I don't know. It was a great play from Liverpool. I'd say the. Oh, he's bowled him over. It's a penalty. There's not. It's just a clumsy challenge. It's a stupid challenge. I don't know what he's doing because I don't think Maxi was going to get the ball, and he's bowled him over. Referee had to give a penalty there, Steve. Stupid defending it was from them. They've defended quite well and. Tonight, and they've gifted us an opportunity right on half time. Steve Gerrard's back on the penalties. We've had an horrendous season. I've used that word a few times with penalties. I think we've only scored one out of four this year.
So one out of five,
one
John.
Out of five. Can this be two out of six? Steve Gerrard looks very confident.
Liverpool look to Steven Gerrard to score only their second penalty this season. Oh, he's hit the crossbar and he's gone in! The underside of the crossbar helps Steven Gerrard celebrate a penalty.
Great penalty.
Taking the lead here at Anfield against Oldham. Well, you could say it was perfectly placed, right-footed and to the right-hand side of the keeper. And it just needed a bit of woodwork to make sure. Yeah. And Liverpool will go in 2-1 up against Oldham. They've come from behind. And Steven Gerrard required to convert.
Well, it's too close for comfort as penalties go, but nearly the perfect penalty. No goalie would have saved that, but it has it underneath of the crossbar. I think the referee's spot on. I think it's an awful, awful, stupid, stupid foul, and it's what Oldham don't deserve going in at half-time.
Half-time, referee blows his whistle. Liverpool coming from behind. The first 25 minutes was an absolute horror for Liverpool at times, and Oldham perhaps rightly took the lead. Robbie Simpson's cracking strike in front of the cop. Liverpool immediately back into the game. They had to, the help of a deflection. Craig Bellamy diverted into the Oldham goal, courtesy of Shelvey's shot. And then Steven Gerrard converting from the penalty spot at half-time to make sure Liverpool have a little bit of pride heading into that dressing room. But by no means is this over as yet.
No. To be fair to Liverpool, you know, we give them an awful lot of stick in that half. I think deservedly so, but they did turn it round. We needed to kick up the backside of that goal to remind us that we're playing at home and not away from home. And got the goal, all important goal straight after that. And it was a penalty. It's silly. You know, the lad is a Liverpoolian, Xander Diamond, and he was a diamond because it was a gift. It really was a gift to Liverpool Football Club, right on half time to give us a penalty, the lad. And then it's a great penalty from Steve Gerrard. You know, and we're very fortunate to be 2-1 in front. I think the right scoreline, because I think the last 15 minutes we do particularly well, although it's not brilliant. I think we deserve to be on level terms.
Kenny might just have a little bit of a temper on him at the moment.
I'd be kicking.
You'd be kicking everyone.
And throwing tea about, because to be fair, we got away with that big time. We got away with a lot of things there. The defending was chronic. I Aurelio's got to get his act together, even though he hasn't had the game for a long time. You know, we're playing Oldham, but you've got to still defend and get yourself in positions right where you can deal with things. He is all over the place.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're about ready to get underway once more on Radio City Sport in the FA Cup third round. Liverpool shooting to the top end. And the ball played back to Fabio Aurelio. Let me take you through the Reds 11 for the second half. Rainer in goals. The ball is chipped back to him. Left-footed clearance. Right back for Liverpool, Martin Kelly, Jamie Carragher and Quatez, the two centre-backs, and under a bit of pressure, Simpson outside the box, he'll take a shot which deflects and nearly zooms itself up and down, and Reina really helpless to control where that one would have ended up. They've won a corner kick out of it, Oldham. I don't know what's happened to John Aldridge, but he's gone missing somewhere in the bowels of Anfield. I'm sure he'll return. Maybe he's got a hot towel on his head after the pressure exerted from the first 45 minutes of football. And now it's time to defend this free kick from Robbie Simpson. And Craig Bellamy in real conversation with the ref. Simpson lines it up, curling ball into the box, headed far post! Oh, Mavoto on the very far side. Outstretched leg, but it diverts it past the post. Was a chance for Oldham. Didn't come to anything in the end. The backwards header really put Liverpool off their guard. And other end of the field, it's Bellamy breaking through, right foot in over the crossbar.
Missed that.
To keep it down, didn't he? And that was 3-1.
Yeah, I was too busy looking at the free kick, which he just couldn't get his leg to there. But it's a long punt, and it's a great flick on by Dirk Carlton. Bellamy's gone onto it on the right-hand side, takes it into the 18-yard box. And he's had a shot from some 17 yards, and it's just rising all the time. Goalie had it covered. It's a chance, though.
There's the ball intercepted by Lee, and Gerrard gets it, sends it down the right line. Bellamy again in free space, right in the box, rolls it across, and Dirk counts. That's a sign of a man who's perhaps lacking confidence in front of goal. Bellamy rolls it square to him. Counts in any other season would have been celebrating. That time it was over the top of the crossbar.
Do you know, it would be better if he missed Dirk out, because Shelby made a great run on the far post. But great play by Steve Gerrard and Bellamy. They're combining really well tonight, aren't they? It's one real good positive from Kenny. It's a great ball.
Forward from Spearing. Bellamy's found again. It's a great outlet for Liverpool in this half. Cross the face of goal for Maxi. Breaks out to the edge of the box for Gerrard. Oldham now have men backwards. Kelly now for Gerrard. Gerrard tried a soft ball into the box for Cout. Breaks back to him. And behind, he uses Aurelio. Aurelio then gives it away. Taylor picks it up. Good strong surge from him through the centre. He's got Cucci running on his left. Taylor still going. Finds Cucci, ball slightly behind him. Stemmed his run. And then Cucci runs it into touch on the left-hand side. Spearing tries to guide that ball square across the centre. Shelby picks it up. Big gap emerges. Shelby runs into it, plays it out wide for Bellamy. Edge of the Oldham box. Decent cross across the face of goal. Maxi can't convert it. Oldham just about keep it out. Well, we've had two of those in the second half, and this time Maxi maybe at fault for not turning it in at the far stick. Another wicked cross from the right-hand side.
Craig Bellamy's on fire, by the way. He's remarkable this half. He's been absolutely tremendous. What a ball that is. It's just put me in the back of the net. You know, and Maxi, he's got in there, and I don't know whether Maxi got it and miskicked it, or the defender got there before him, I'd say. Maxi got there, and instead of going goalward, he's
gone the other way.
It's a good bit of defending, actually.
Shelby chips it over the top of Veselovsky. On the right wing is Bellamy. Couch free in space. If Bellamy wants to get to him, he's gone on his own from the halfway line. Hits it across the edge of the penalty area. Couch controls with the help of a little bit of a deflection, and it goes out for a corner, perhaps at the other end. It does. Steven Gerrard join the attack at the end.
Yeah, great break, one from one end to the other, and super play from Liverpool. Just good defending in the end. I'm just thinking, Kenny has to do this next 5 minutes. Aurelio has to come off, and whether he puts Kelly over there and puts young Flano right back, he has to do it, Steve. You know, just solidify the back four, because we look dangerous going forward, and if we get the next goal, it's game over, obviously, but you've just got to make sure that you do things right at the back.
56 minutes played at Anfield. Gerrard with this corner. left side of the cop. It curls, it swings, it's been the home, the post. My goodness, it just can't go in at the moment for Liverpool.
Oh, did that
it's come
else,
back me? Out to the right-hand side. Bellamy now lines it up left-footed. He chips in, and Quatez heads over the top of the crossbar. How did Craig, it stay out?
Craig Bellamy is absolutely outstanding. Well, the corner come in there. Kelly got the initial header, and it was, I think it was a real good save, but it come out to Cowes with the goal on his mercy, and he missed it. Let's see, the goalie's made a good save, and was it Cowes? No, sorry, it was Quatez, and I think it was Quatez, was it, Steve? He's come in. And
no, it's Kelly, John.
No, yeah, but Quatez is coming
no,
on the
Kelly.
Far post. Kelly's
that.
Had the header, and then Quatez comes in.
Oh,
and
yeah, far post.
He's cleared it. It's clearance. Unbelievable. Maxie done it before, and...
It was Kelly with the chance, wasn't it, as you say, but it's along the floor. Quatez, an awful pass, gives it away, sent forward to Firmin, and Firmin fortunately lost his control on the edge of the Liverpool box.
Well,
if we thought Aurelio was having a bad night, Quatez is not far behind him.
He's got to do something about it, can he? He really has, you know, with liability on the left-hand side of the defence with them two players.
Do you know what? Quatez at Chelsea didn't put a foot wrong. For that Carling Cup win,
I think you know one thing about it's his first full home league debut, and I think he's looked really nervous from the start, hasn't he?
Adeyemi down the right side, Parker again puts it into dangerous space. Opportunity, Oldham, an opportunity missed by Adeyemi. He'd come in from the right back position, got himself into a clear shooting opportunity on the edge of the box. Paul Dickhoff applauds, and I think a Paul Dickhoff of old would have expected to score, or at least hit the target from there.
Yep, should hit the target, perhaps should have scored. There's a real good chance for them. Again, they come down our left-hand side yet again. And I think Kenny needs to really attend it now. It's become quite embarrassing.
Well, you know, Oldham get a goal now, and all of a sudden...
It's a different game, yeah. But yeah. It's very embarrassing there, Steve. It really is down that side.
Loose ball by Shelby. Nearly Veselovsky on it. That's a loose play. Allowed Oldham to win it, but Liverpool win it back. And here's Bellamy into the box, right side. Plays it across. Shelby! 3-1 Liverpool!
At last.
Now, that will ease a few fears. How many times does Craig Bellamy have to cross from the right for someone to convert? And whilst they're all celebrating in the box, they should really be coming over and patting the man on the back who's given Liverpool a bit of daylight. It's Craig Bellamy, and this game has needed him for Liverpool to have this scoreline. Liverpool lead Oldham 3-1.
Well, Shelby's not even looked in Craig Bellamy's direction, but hey, get your backside over there and give him a shake of the hand, because that was brilliant play. But Jonjo Shelby's not even...
Not even acknowledged him.
Absolutely phenomenal play again by Bellamy. Brilliant. Man of the match by a mile, by a street.
It's Bellamy out on the right wing. Kelly overlaps. Bellamy's gone infield himself just outside the box. And skies that one left footed, looking for the top corner with a spectacular effort.
Yeah, you don't mind him having a go. He's been creating all through the second half, time and time again, so he might as well have a little pop himself.
Liverpool 3, Oldham 1. Lee lines up the long kick. Oldham have just got to hope for something to drop in the box. As far as they're concerned, Smith comes, keeper loses it, cleared out by Spearing. No whistle by the referee.
Very rarely you see referees not give them. He's clattered into Pepe Reina and
no protection, and here comes Taylor, shoots from long distance, caught by Reina.
Not happy Pepe Reina with the referee there, is he? He's having a right pop at him. Let's see, the ball goes in. Oh, it's a foul all day long. He smashed him.
Matt Smith, the sub, crunching across Pepe Reina. Here's Downing. Downing lays the ball into the Oldham box. Shelby across the face of goal. With a deflection, it's taking it right over to the far side for a throw-in.
Good play, good move. Good play by Kelly. Downing. Shelby got himself the byline. Unfortunately, he was deflected over everyone's head.
Now, a little bit of a confrontation by some people in the cop and one of the Oldham players. I don't know what's happening there as the referee's called over there. And I think Tom Adeyemi is asking the referee to sort something out. He's pointing at someone in the cop. Keeper hasn't taken the goal kick. Referee's come back. Adeyemi wants to point out an individual or something behind the hoarding behind the Oldham goal. and he's absolutely incensed by something. Something's happened there, which the referee is now talking to the fourth official about on his headgear. The fourth official, Mr. Hayward, down here, corresponding with Neil Swarbrick, the referee, and relaying what Adeyemi has said to him. Play's been stopped, and it must have been something serious, because I tell you what, the right back kept on and on. What is it, John?
I don't know, I'm just hoping it's nothing to do with he's the lad there, he's just really upset.
It's Adeyemi. Right.
I don't know, dear, I don't know.
Moving away to the half line, he's having to be ushered away still. Steven Gerrard's gone to have a word with him, but believe me, he won't drop it. And I think, I wonder whether afterwards the ref or either manager will spill the beans on this one. Unless you were over in that corner of the cop, you wouldn't know what had gone on. Again, Carragher trying to hit that high ball, which Mavoto gets something of a distance away. And on the halfway line, Spearing turns it for Kelly. Downing and Kelly come by. Kelly does really well, whisks it round firm, and still Kelly, right-footed shot. Blast swamp. He had a chance in the first half, which didn't come off, and again, saw sight of goal. Don't like to see that, do you, John? The burn out of Adeyemi once more.
No, don't know what's... we don't know what's going on. I'm sure there'll be more about that in the press tomorrow. And now people want to stir things up. I don't know what it's... I've got a feeling, my own thoughts, what it might be, but I hope not.
Ball back to the keeper, and then away by Chizak, but picked up by Liverpool. Kout trying a late run! Oh, he's gone for goal! He's hit it on the inside of the outside of the netting.
Should have played down.
Diverts it wide right.
No,
he's desperate for a goal, isn't he, Kout?
He's desperate for a goal. To be fair, he was it was a good strike. He's hit the side net, and it was a decent strike from there, but... yeah, it was. But Downer then made a great run around the side of him and thought, might have just slipped him in.
Liverpool trying to defend the forward ball away from Cucci.
We have been peeping all over the place at the back. I mean, Quattas. I think it's his first home debut. He's been all over the place, Steve. He really has. And as you say, away from home, he's played pretty well a few times.
Yeah, he has. A substitution, Dirk Kuyt replaced by Andy Carroll. There's been no goal, his drought continues. Dirk Kuyt, the 31-year-old that comes off and is replaced by a man whose birthday it is today, John. Andy Carroll, 23. So Carroll on into the box.
I think it was his birthday when he joined Liverpool, really, wasn't it? Great kick. Great kick by Pepe Reina.
Drops into the centre for Maxi. The wind held it up at the end, then Shelby kicks it over the head of the referee. Flanagan comes from the left side, plays it down the channel for Gerrard to chase, but Xander Diamond's got ahead. He makes a clearance upfield for Smith. Spearing came in from behind to force it forwards again. It's Liverpool with it with Flanagan, chips it on, shot from Carroll! He's only been on for 1 minute, and what a big strike. Birthday present! 23 today, a massive goal for the massive man! That was struck with venom from Andy Carroll. Happy birthday. 88 minutes played. Liverpool 4, Oldham 1.
Happy birthday, right? It's a fantastic... Young Flanagan done brilliant on the left-hand side. Showed loads of passion running forward. And the ball, he wanted the ball back to him. And in all honesty, Carroll should have passed because he was in with the goalie to beat young Flanagan. But he smashed it across the face of the goalkeeper into the far side of the net. And there... He deserves after all the bad luck he's had, Carl, and he needs to get a bit of confidence, and that'll do no harm. Is a terrific shot.
Flanagan to pull down the line, Spearing to the halfway line, Maxi on it,
lovely
chipped ball over the top. He might just find Downing running in behind. He's kept it in near the dead ball line. Downing in desperate need of a goal or an assist. Heads it over the top of the crossbar. There was a chance of a brace for Carroll. I think
great
he had enough time.
Money.
And Downing couldn't have done any more from it, I think.
He's put it on a plate. He's put it on a plate for him. Far post. He's just scored a really... it's a sitter. It's an absolute sitter for Andy Carroll. Again, what do you say? He scored a smashing goal and he misses something that's far easier. I feel sorry for Downing because he still hasn't had an assist. That could have been his first assist.
Oh, Downing and Kelly. Now there's a gap opened up and Spearing's racing forward. Gives to Carroll. Edge of the box. Switches play to the left side of the penalty area. Shelby brings in Gerrard. He's in there. He cracks one across goal. Might drop for Downing!
Yes!
My goodness, that's been a long time in the making, that goal for Stuart Downing. You can see the weight literally drop off his shoulders. Lopp certainly hasn't been with him for many, many games. He struggled with assists, always shots at goal. And Stuart Downing makes it 5 for Liverpool. And on a night where the goals have finally flooded in for the Reds, big goals for Andy Carroll and now Stuart Downing. Liverpool 5, Oldham 1.
Took it well. Hey, take a bow, young Flanagan again. Absolutely terrific since he's been on the left-hand side. Got in the box, took the man on. Good save from the keeper, come to Downing. He had a lot to do, to be fair. It wasn't an easy opportunity. Last kick of the game, and he put in the roof of the net. Exactly what he needs as well, Steve. He'll get positives from that. His first goal for Liverpool.
Whistle blows on a 5-1 win for Liverpool over Oldham in the FA Cup. Don't get me wrong, the first 20 minutes were nerving. It was Oldham who inflicted the first wound, a magnificent strike by Robbie Simpson to put them ahead. But within a minute, Liverpool had levelled up at the other end. Craig Bellamy deflecting Shelby's shot in. A penalty on the stroke of half-time, which Steven Gerrard converted. And then 3 second-half goals, perhaps the most important of which was Andy Carroll's a minute after he came on his birthday. And then Stuart Downing at the very death, virtually the last kick of the game, to take the big monkey off his back. Liverpool in the hat for the next round of the FA Cup, and they've beaten Oldham by 5-1.
It ended up pretty entertaining in the end. No, first half now wasn't the best, you know, but certainly after that, attacking-wise, you know, we force you parried them, as you see going forward. And we got the 5 goals, which we threatened to do off bigger opposition and better opposition. But at least we've got it. And loads of positives for me, you know. I think the fact that Carroll's got a goal, even though he missed the sitter at the end, Downing's goal is massive, massive. It really does. If you send the monkey off your back, it does. It doesn't half, and that'll help him. Unbelievably, you wait and see. Hopefully, but I'm pretty sure I'm right there. And then we showed a bit of spirit coming back, and you know, I'm beating Oldham. Good cup tie. Bellamy was substandard. Absolutely great to watch. Second half, he just tore them to shreds.
A friend of ours, Jeff, just said a little bit lucky there, and I understand what he means because actually. In hindsight, look at the first half. It doesn't seem like a 5-1 game, but look at the first half, and I just think that until Liverpool got their heads together, they were living on really rocky ground.
Big time. Yeah, big time. Second half, I think, you know, we had so many opportunities coming from this right-hand side, more so with Bellamy, put so many great balls in. You know, a natural goal scorer would have scored 3 or 4. Would have done tonight with the balls that went in the box. Even some of the first half were tremendous, you know, from Bellamy and Stevie Gerrard. Second half, we had to wait till late on to put the tie to bed. And, you know, 5-1 is probably what Oldham don't deserve with all what they gave at Anfield tonight. They've got to show a lot of respect. They got clapped off, the team got clapped off by Liverpool. And, you know, Liverpool fans do that. They're very generous. They do it even if they win here or draw. And the fans have been clapped. So it's a good occasion. We're in the hat for the fourth division. Just want a home draw, Steve. Don't want to be travelling. I don't want, you know, not to score. Don't
even travel.
You come to get me too early, so I want a home draw.
Just a thought about Adeyemi, really. The referee had a quiet word in his ear as he went off the pitch. Yeah. And actually, until there is any proper clarification, we're literally just making up rumours. But one thing was for sure, he was very distressed about something that was said down at the cop corner flag. He almost looked like he was in tears, and he walked away, and it took him a long time to console him. And I think that unless the player himself, his manager or the referee explains it, it will simply be rumour, because we don't know what happened there.
We don't. He was very upset that someone said something to him. I don't know, after but it's very delicate at this moment in time with what's been going on. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, let's hope it's nothing to do with the Suarez circumstance.
Well,
and actually,
over in the corner there, and I did notice there was about six or seven policemen. So that was the case. They were right on hand. There's a few people with the Suarez T-shirt on down in the corner there, three or four people. I don't know whether they took offence to that. I don't know. It just seems strange. But he was crying at one time. So we'll have to wait and see what. Hopefully, nothing comes here. Because I just don't want nothing at the moment. You know, with what's gone on, you know. Just wait and see.
Final point. Good time to play now in the sense that we score five, huge positives, yeah. And you know that Gerrard and Bellamy have a big role to play on Wednesday. We've got a bit of extra rest time. Every day counts.
Spot on. Yeah, they're playing on Sunday. Devoid of a couple of big players. Down and will be buzzing after that. Last kick of the game, he'll be buzzing. Andy Carroll, even though he missed that chance, will be a lot more happier getting that goal. And I think we can take away the positivity the way we played, Steve. Even though we got beat 3-0, the three goals could have been stopped. All the goals could have been stopped. You know, it's a great word. You know, I was talking to Kenny the other day and said sometimes we're not quite streetwise enough. And that's the way you put it, because, you know, sometimes we let ourselves down defensively against Manchester City, but attackingly, we've got to be streetwise. We've got to be able to, when this chance has come, bang! Though Liverpool teams have always been streetwise when we've been winning things, and I thought just those are great little comments at times we let ourselves down because we're not quite streetwise enough.
Post-match. No, I think the scoreline was a bit flat on for ourselves. I don't think the scoreline reflects the distance between the two teams. I think the first half they caused one or two problems with a bit of pressure, but they worked really hard to keep themselves in the game and keep us out of the game.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.